Tiger fans, welcome to episode 245 of the official Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club podcast, bringing you all the latest news, updates, and buzz surrounding your mighty JSU Tigers. I am the Corey C. Be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast to be notified of all future episodes. Apple Podcasts and Spotify listeners, rate and review the show, and everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. It all helps the cause, which is the I love Jackson State University. Hosting today's show is Ken Clark.
Appreciate that, Corey C. Again, it's your main man, Ken Clark, and we back. We got the gang back together again for another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. And when we talking basketball, we always got to bring our expert on. We bring in Mo back. What's up, Mo? What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
What is going on, Ken? I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing good, man. And we got Zoe DeLorean back on the show. Zoe, what's up, baby?
What's happening then? What's going on, the I Love family? What's up, Mo?
What's going on, Zo?
Yeah, man. We brought Mo on to talk about another Mo. Mo knows basketball. And for this Mo, we talking about none other than the very own our brother, Mo Williams, head basketball coach for our Jack State Tigers. And shout out to Coach Brent, first and foremost. You know, we want to thank Coach Brent for his time served. We know he retired. Over a decade of service, and you know, we want to definitely come on and shout him out. We got a show where we talked about, you know, his contribution to Jackson State over the years, and just what he meant to this community and to this university. And, you know, none other than our very own, the son of the city, you know, Coach Mo Williams, come to us from Alabama State University, and he was hired on, and I couldn't be no more than excited. We've been waiting to sit down. We've even gotten some requests, man, to talk about the men's basketball, because everybody's excited. We want to know, you know, our listeners want to know, man, what's going on with the men's basketball program. So I'll start with you, Mo, first and foremost, just kind of get your thoughts and opinions on, first of all, the hire, as well as kind of, you know, the recruiting that we've seen Coach Mo Williams do. And then we're going to jump into this roster, because you've been able to get us a somewhat of a full roster. We may add some, maybe some changes later on. We won't say, but we're going to roll with what we got for now. So fire away, brother.
First of all, like you said, we always have to salute Coach Brent for the job well done that he did with his time at Jackson State University. But looking forward, looking ahead, Mo Williams has the job, and he has been busy, Ken. Okay. Just listening to his interviews, just – the energy around the program right now. We have a lot to cover, and I just look forward to letting our fans know exactly what's been going on as far as his coaching staff and as far as him on the recruiting front. We got a lot of good news to share.
Awesome, awesome. What you think, Zoe? What's up? What you got, man?
Man, look, like all things JSU right now, I'm excited, man. Like really, really genuinely excited about what's in store for the men's basketball program. You know, the women have been doing their thing for season after season under Coach Reed. Football team is taking this whole thing to new heights. Softball is winning. Volleyball is winning. You know, baseball had a down year, but, you know, we'll bounce back with that, man. It's a renaissance going on with JSU Athletics, and now I'm even excited about what the men's basketball program is going to add to the fray.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So let's jump right into it. So we'll start with, you know, Coach Mo Williams. Let's touch on his staff, Mo. You talked to us about, you know, you mentioned some of his staff. Let's start there, and then we'll jump into the roster.
Okay. Of course, we have Coach Mo Williams. He's coming from Alabama State University. As we know, he came from a swag foe, a swag rival. But he also brought with him Keith Williams and Trey Johnson. Definitely have to talk about Keith Williams. Keith Williams is actually a graduate of UAPB. He's been on the ground for a while, went to various schools. He's been an AAU coach. He's done a lot. He has a very nice track record. Also, I think most notable, he actually won a SWAC championship at UAPB.
Nice.
So I really look forward to him. And when he was actually at Alabama State, he was actually one of the trainers in their development. So he's one of those guys that's going to work a lot of one-on-one with our guys, and he's going to have a lot of hands-on with the peer development. Might see him do a lot of things behind closed doors and behind the scenes that you might not know that he's doing. But I really love Trey Johnson. As we know, he is a son of Jackson State University.
Absolutely.
He actually had a couple of NBA stints. He had led the nation in scoring while he was at Jackson State. So really happy to have Trey Johnson. Trey actually spent a little time on Coach Brent's staff before he got on with Alabama State. He knows around the campus. He knows the recruiting landscape, and he's very familiar. In fact, I think it was just 2 years ago where he was actually on staff with Brent. So he's not that far removed from the school, and he's coming with a little bit more experience, and he's coming a little bit more seasoned than what he was in his first tenure with Jackson State. So also really happy to have Trey.
Also another Merle Mustang. Let me throw that in there, by the way.
He is definitely a Merle Mustang.
Another Merle Mustang.
I was trying to admit that.
And he's actually the assistant head coach on this staff.
Yeah, that's a Callaway dude talking. We ain't worried about him.
I was trying to admit that, man.
I'm just saying, A.D. Robinson, you know, you got Coach Tony Reed, you got Mo Williams, you got Trey Johnson. All right, keep going. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Trey is actually
going to be Merle Mustangs out there. But go ahead.
Trey is actually going to be the assistant head coach. He was the assistant head coach when he was at Alabama State under Mo Williams. And now he's going to be assistant head coach at Jackson State. And that's very important that Mo has somebody that he can really trust and he can really count on to be his right hand. And probably my favorite, I know we're not supposed to play favorites, but this last coach that he just recently hired that literally just posted on social media that he's going to the Jackson State University.
Breaking news.
Be Tyler Adams.
Oh. Yeah, man.
You heard it here first, guys.
Oh, wow. Tyler Adams.
Coming from that school down south.
Yeah, the Tissel.
Yes, sir.
T-Sizzle, whatever you call it.
Yes, sir. Tyler is responsible for the roster that Alcorn had this past year. He was the recruiting coordinator.
Okay.
He also held down their defense. He also coached their defense. And he's going to be taking on the same role at Jackson State. So I'm very excited about Tyler. Tyler is from Rankin County. He graduated from Brandon High School. And he actually ended up playing at Georgetown. He was a Hoya.
Facts.
And actually ended up being a grad assistant at Georgetown. Ended up going to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. He was coaching there. He went and coached a high school in Houston.
Well, before then, was at Columbus High School and reached up to a state championship.
Actually, that's Brandon High School. It was his alma mater. It was his alma mater, Brandon.
Didn't Javis McInnes come from Brandon too, right?
Yep, he sure did.
So let's talk about that. Tyler is also instrumental for the development of McInnes before he got to us.
He sure did. And matter of fact, Jay was actually Jay was actually at Pearl first and wasn't getting that much burn. And then Tyler got him to transfer to Brandon where he was.
Nice.
But this is a coaching staff that's mixed. We got a lot of young blood, but you also have some experience with Coach Keith Williams. But Trey and Tyler together, they're going to rejuvenate a lot of youth, and they're going to be able to really work hands-on with our guys. And I look forward to what Coach wants to do, what Coach Mo Williams wants to do with this program.
Well, Mo, let me tell you, man, the one thing that I'm enthused about with this coaching staff, man, and more so the team, but I'll touch on that a little bit later. But the thing that I really love about this coaching staff is it got a real Jew flavor to it. I'm gonna be honest, it got a real Jew flavor to it. For those who
hometown kids, man, absolutely. Man,
I mean, it has a great Jackson flavor to it, right. And I love it. We haven't had that in eons at JSU. And when we touch on this roster has a really, really good Jew effect, and I'm excited about it. You know, we feel with the edge of, you know, what the women are doing and getting the attendance up. I actually think with the way the makeup of this roster, as well as with this coaching staff, I think it's going to help with the attendance and get the AAC looking like it needs to look. But there's some continuity there, knowing that it's not so much the experience that Trey and Mo have together, but bear in mind, these guys literally grew up together. So you have that personal continuity and rapport as well as professional with it, you know, as well as, you know, adding Tyler, again, another local guy, well-versed with, you know, the local basketball scene. And make no mistake, people, Mississippi is a football state, but when it comes to Jackson, Jackson is a basketball city. Make no mistake about it. And so to have, you know, that basketball flair of the makeup of the city, and knowing that Mo is going to put a fence around the city of Jackson, because when it comes to the legends within the SWAC, the Southwestern Athletic Conference, there are the city of Jackson has its fingerprints through all the institutions within this conference. As well as the state of Mississippi. So knowing that Mo's going to come in, put a fence around Jackson, and we're going to tap into getting that great JPS product out there, players out of there, as well as Metro Jackson. So definitely looking forward to what we can do.
And Mo told his story as to why he wanted to take this role and how that, you know, he wasn't looking to leave Alabama State, but and to actually go to another school within the conference. But he said, if there ever was going to be a school, man, this is home. This was a no-brainer, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do. The expectation is there, and I love the mindset, and I love the staff that he's formulated. But without further ado, they said, listen, without the gems and the Joes, the X's and the O's don't matter. So we got to get into the gems and the Joes, man. I love this roster that Coach Mo Williams and staff has been able to assemble.
We have a roster that can go up and down. I mean, they literally can run up and down the court. We have a lot of athleticism. We have a few guys that are going to play some roles. I think they've already been identified. But I'm really excited about this roster. Let's start with number one. You got to come with your point guard. You got to go with your point guard. And we bring in the kid by the name of Chase Adams. He's about 5'7", 150 pounds, but he is a stick of dynamite.
I like
him. He is a transfer from Portland State. He's from the mean streets of Chicago, and he's coming to us from a JUCO. But I'm going to tell you guys something. He can flat out play. He is Mr. Excitement with the ball in his hands. He reminds me a whole lot of Kyrie. He got a whole lot of Kyrie in him.
Don't do that, Mo. Don't do that now. Don't do that, Mo.
He has a handle that is like no other. I mean, he handles it like it's a yo-yo, Zoe. It's disgusting what this kid can do with the ball in his hand.
I'm going to give you another player. I didn't mean to cut you off. You good. When I watch him play, Isaiah Thomas. Not Isaiah Thomas from the Pistons. I'm talking about Isaiah Thomas, Washington State. Boston Celtics, IT.
I like it.
He's nasty. I mean, fans, if you're listening, look out for this kid, Chase Adams. But we got another guard. Me and Ken actually talked about this kid, Keontae Cornelius. Mm-hmm. We actually described him as a SWAT guard. I don't want to just call him a point guard. I don't want to call him a shooting guard. He's a SWAT guard. He's 6 foot tall, but he can also do it. He actually averaged 25 points a game at the JUCO level. He has, not only does he have a handle, but he also got the DNA. His father actually played professional basketball. So he's going to be very exciting. I look forward to whatever role Coach Mo Williams might give him. But I'm going to tell you guys something. He can put the ball in the hoop. And he's good with both hands, too. His father is a trainer.
And he can put it in the hole.
I love following his Twitter and watching his father train him. He is fun to watch. I look forward. He's going to be very excited. And we got a guard coming from Callaway, Kevion Hunt, Dandy Dozen.
Now we can talk now, baby.
Callaway, Seaway. He coming from the north side. Which side the best side? North side. Hunt is going to be, he's coming to us as a freshman, straight out of JPS, very highly decorated. He's a kid that, I'll be honest with you, I didn't think we could get. Ken Anzo, I didn't think we could get him. Okay. He is a steal on this roster. I love this kid. He's going to be fun to watch. I look forward to his development. Like I said, he's a freshman. He's the youngest out of all of these guards, so really excited about him. and he's going to be something really exciting to watch through the next 4 years. But moving on to the shooting guard position, there's a kid that's coming to us from the University of Denver by the name of Taylor Gatlin. He's originally from Jackson, Mississippi. He is originally a Jew. He is from the city. But he graduated high school, I believe it's Brighton High School in Memphis, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He's a 6'3" combo guard. Denver actually had him listed as a point guard, but he's a good sized kid. And I really look forward to seeing what Coach Mo Williams does. Coach Williams loves his guards, as we can tell.
Right.
Got Gabe Watson coming back. Gabe is everything you want on the offensive side of the ball. He's your scorer.
Yep.
Gabe actually dealt with a lot of concussions. He actually suffered a concussion in the Alcorn game last year, and a lot of people don't know about it. But it was actually, you know, one of those things where it was best for him to just sit out the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. So glad to have him back. I'm going to tell you right now, we got him and we got one other kid that I'm going to mention later on. These two kids put together, they're going to be the top duo in the SWAC. The top throwing scoring threat in the SWAC next year. We also have Colty Young coming back. Colty is a former Danny Dozen that come from Starkville, and he's going to be a sophomore. Colty is a hard-working individual, but he can shoot it, and he's going to defend at a high level. The only reason why Colty did not start last year is because of the upperclassmen that were in front of him. If Colty would have had at least a year or two under his belt, Colty would have been a starter full-time all of last season. Colty's only weakness was his inexperience. Colty can score it, he can defend, and he can flat out shoot the basketball, but he has to put it together. He's going to be one that, before it's over, he's going to be an all-SWAC conference player.
Love it.
Moving on to the small forward position. Freshman coming in, another one that averaged over 25 points a game, 6'5", Avon Johnson.
Coming to us
from Murrah High School in Jackson. He has the size.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch his tape, he has an all-around game. He can score from anywhere on the court. He can score from all three levels, Ken, the way that you would want a small forward to score.
Right.
The only thing that I just need out of Avon, we need to get him up in that weight room. If he gets stronger, again, he's another one. Before he leaves Jackson State University, he's going to be all SWAC. Might even be all American.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, I'm a fan of that kid. And I'm going to tell you, the kid reminds me so much of I can't think of the light-skinned guy that played at Kentucky. We used to call him Tay-Tay. Played the NBA.
Ron Mercer.
No. Played with the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, it's my Tayshaun Prince.
Tayshaun Prince. That's who he reminds me of. With a better offensive game. Man, this kid has, and I mean this seriously, this kid has superstar potential. Seriously. Man, he has the measurables. He has the upside. Because I was even told that it's possible, man, the kid he's not through growing. And he's sitting at 6'5". And someone said, man, look, he
6'7".
Yeah, and they're saying that he possibly could end up being 6'7". Man, left-handed with handle. Mm-hmm. Man, likes to stick his nose in there and play defense. Man, this kid has really, really good. And guess what? Jacktown Jew. Come out of JPS. And to even touch back on the Kivion, man, you know, knowing that we got two guys solely out of Jackson that battled against each other, as well as the other thing I want to mention about Kivion, man, the guy has played in major basketball games throughout his whole entire high school career. You know, coming out of Callaway, you know, playing alongside, you know, Deshaun Ruffin, and playing on the AAU scene, which they did. And Avon actually blew up these past two seasons. And so just to touch on what Mo was saying, man, that kid has serious upside. That's a diamond for that Jackson was able to get that kid.
And the kid got grades. This not no kid that Jackson State was like his last option. This kid was highly, highly regarded. And like you're saying, he's 6'6", might end up being 6'7". He reminds me of Grant Maxey.
Ooh.
He reminds me of Grant
Maxey. That is a good one. That is a good one.
Shout out to Grant Maxey when he first got to Jackson State.
Yeah, man. That first year, man. Yes.
So, really, really, really excited about him. But we got a kid coming home by the name of Jamie Mitchell. He's also a Jacktown Jew.
Another Jacktown.
He's coming from another one. Forest Hill.
Yes, sir.
And he actually transferred from Alabama State. I was very upset when we didn't get him out of high school, but it's better late than never at all. And this kid can flat out shoot at Ken Anzo.
So you tell me we're touching all points of the city. We're going from the north to Midtown to South Jackson.
Be a heavy field Jackson State. This will be a Jackson team. Oh, yeah.
These are the kids that can show the other kids where to go eat. And these kids can play. We're not talking about guys that are undersized. And these are dandy dozens. Mm-hmm. Gabe Watson.
We got four. Hunt. We got four.
These are four dandies.
We got four dandy dozens on this team. When's the last time Jackson could actually say that?
I would say it should be five because I think Avon absolutely should have been a dandy dozen.
No doubt.
That's a story for another day, but keep going.
So we got Jamie Mitchell that transferred, and he's 6'5", mm-hmm. coming to us from Alabama State. He actually knocked down the three versus us last year, and I was very upset for the simple fact I felt like he should have been on our roster. And, of course, you got Ken Evans coming back. Ken Evans had some great games last year.
Yeah, he did. Once he got going, he was one of our most I would say dominant guards or wing players, when he wanted to be. You know what I mean? He had some games that he would kind of disappear a little bit, but for the most part, when he got going, he was hard to stop. You couldn't stop him.
For people who want to go back and look, I will go look at that Louisiana Tech game.
Yep.
That Louisiana Tech game and the second time we played Alcorn, he gave Alcorn 26.
Yep.
And might I add, that's another Jacktown Jew, by the way.
And can flat out do it. I like him at
which
that
high school he can play?
Forest Hill.
And Ken can play the 1-3. He can play 1-3. He could be a point guard for you. He could be a shooting guard, or he can even be a small forward. He's a knockdown shooter that's learning how to be a scorer. He's learning how to be a scorer. I'm really looking forward to watching him put it together. He's going to be one that's very fun to watch.
So before we get into the bigs, mm-hmm. when you look at the makeup of these this guard play and the wing players, right, this team has a lot of just team speed.
Very
like
fast.
Coach has the ability to really go up and down. So it's going to be interesting to see what style of play. When you go back and look at Alabama State, the way they kind of play, they played aggressive. I know we called the last, unit under Coach Brent the aggressive unit, but this team definitely, usually when you have a very, because the basketball has changed, man. Basketball has evolved into a guards game. And I just love I think when Coach Mo first hit the ground running, we were all looking. I was like, man, where the height at? You know what I mean? Because he was going guard heavy. And now it makes sense because when he filled it out, it's like, you know what? It makes sense. This is just a guard-driven game now. So,
and especially in the SWAC, you got to have some guards. You better have some guards.
Well, one thing I want to add on to match you, Ken, is that I thought you were going to finish my sentence for me. I was going to say the one thing that stands out about this, what we have now, as just opposed to last season, this team is very fast and extremely athletic. This is a very athletic team. Yep. The only thing that, I prefer, just my own preference, we're not an extremely long team, but I think we're going to subsidize that with the athleticism. It's a very, very athletic team.
That's subjective, though, when you say long. That's subjective. I think we'll let Mo finish the roster breakdown because I think once we get into these bigs, I got excited. Now, before you do that, I know we had listed Malachi, and I know Malachi, is Malachi still going to be a part of the men's back? I expect him to be, but I just kind of want to know if you've heard anything, if anything's changed with that, if you can just touch on that before we go into the fours and fives.
I think that's going to be Malachi's decision. Okay. I think Malachi, he definitely proved last year that he can play both, and he definitely has the ability to, but hey, student athlete is going to be the athlete's decision. Hey, I would love to see him on the basketball court. He's a freak athlete, and he can shoot it, as we all found out. So yeah, it's gonna be up to him. He definitely has the ability. Man. He's so excited. When he dunked on that boy from prayer, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Oh my God.
I'm not.
Talk hey man, about Malachi, it. Malachi with a heavy field Jacktown Jew roster, man. You know, with a packed AAC. Hey, it could be electric in the building, man.
I just like to think with the athleticism that I was speaking on earlier, you know, when you talk about a QB young who's an aggressive, you know, pass first point guard that's always looking to push the ball, and then you talking about, you know, juxtaposed with having, you know, Keontae Cornelius who's a threat from three, you know, scoring the way he is with all this athleticism. Because honestly, when Malachi was on the floor, it was like his athleticism stood out among everybody else on the roster last year.
It was overwhelming. Well,
yeah, and so now I think now when you add all the other bodies of athleticism now, I think it's going to only help him soar even better, you know? Mm-hmm. So now I think with the other athletic guys and the point guard play we have, I think you're going to see more lobs. I think you're going to see more chances for him to even showcase what he can do out on the break. So I really feel like he's going to shine even more so this year with greater talent around him than what we had last year.
And we got some versatility here through the 1-3.
Yes, you sir. Know, yes,
we're
sir.
We're not the coaches, because at the end of the day, you can still put Gabe Watson at point guard. You can still put Taylor Gatlin at point guard.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So, you know, there's a lot of versatility in this roster. Even with Keontae Cornelius, he could be a two guard for all we know. You know, he has the aggressiveness of a shooting guard. He's a shoot first guard.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see if he, you know, who he starts. I like, you know, just me, my own preference, that I think about a Keontae Cornelius in the mold of a Lou Williams, you know, yes. that instant offense off the bench, that six man come in and get straight buckets. That's his yes. Eric Gordon, another one, that those players that come in, these are just volume scores, you know, Jordan Poole. I mean, whoever you want to mention, my job is to score. So I don't know if that's going to be the role that Coach Mo and staff will be using him, but it's going to be interesting to see. So let's jump on into the big dogs.
Guys, I was just like Ken when we first started hearing the announcements. All I was seeing was guards. I'm like, guard.
Yeah, man, we talked about that.
Like, where are the bigs? Like, can we get a rebound? And one of the first bigs that we got was Zeke Cook.
Yep.
Zeke Cook is about 6'7".
Splash.
Kid, I did some research on this kid.
Best rebound in all of JUCO in the state.
Man, this kid.
Yeah, man.
I went back to Starkville. MVP state championship.
Nice.
Big man. Dominant in high school. Yeah. End up going to a junior college. Dominant at the junior college level. Very, 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 very nice. Has the footwork. He's 6'6", 6'7". I'm going to tell you guys something. If he was 6'8", 6'9", he wouldn't be at Jackson State. But I'm glad he's at Jackson State University. He's tough. He's going to be, hey, we needed post players. We lost Lewis. We lost Williams. We lost McKinnis. We even lost Hicks. Zeke Cook can definitely come in and help us at that four spot. If not as a starter, he's going to be very valuable. Delp, looking forward to him. And this next guy.
Yes, sir, man.
Trace Young.
Yeah, that
ladies
was, I'm happy
and
about
gentlemen.
Him. Yeah.
Highest rated recruit that we've had since Gennaro Bush. And this kid is an NBA talent.
Yeah, he has freakish athleticism.
It's crazy what this guy can do with the ball. Not just jumping, but he can shoot.
Yep.
He's a true stretch four. We can even play him at small four. We could possibly play him at shooting guard if we wanted to. He can play anywhere on the court.
Let me say this, because you hit the nail on the head. Man, and I wasn't thinking about the position to put him at, but man, I feel like having Trace Young, but having Avon Johnson to learn from that kid, because, man, it's almost like you can see Avon Johnson pretty much being the same body type, same game, just left-handed. I mean, I feel like as Avon
Trace left-handed?
You know what he is.
That's what I'm saying. When you say
Avon. I forgot. Oh, hey. But here's the thing. Their games are so similar, same build. Man, to have both of those guys on the floor, 168, 166, possibly being 6'7". And again, to what you just added, now I mentioned, you know, think about a lineup where you got Trace at the five, Avon at the four. You got Gabe at the, let's say you put Gabe at the three, Colty at the two, and Cornelius at the one.
That's too much offense.
Yeah. I mean, just
NBA All-Star.
I mean, but to add on what you mentioned earlier, Mo, the versatility. See, it's, I don't just think about what we could do when we start the game off, you know, or even with Kim Mitchell, like, hey, having Cornelius come off the bench as a sixth man, which both of those things are true. But also, as you know, with certain teams we play, hey, we're going to do matchups, right? So we'll have, we may go big. You know what I'm saying? We may go big. Positionless basketball. We right. may, with this particular team, we're just going to roll out this lineup because, hey, we got something that you can't defend. I mean, like you mentioned, let's even think about having a Ken Evans at the three. You can have Zeke at the four. Still have Trace at the five with Cornelius at the two and even Chase at the one. Or you could bring in have Avon run point because he ran point some in high school too.
Yes.
Versatility.
I mean, so the versatility, the, and that yeah. goes with you, what you said earlier, Ken, the speed and athleticism, but the versatility and knowing the style of play that we're going to have, not to cut you off, Mo, but just like, man, I'm telling you, the fact of having Trace and Ava, they're one and the same, but man, that's a luxury out there too many teams in the SWAC are going to have. So go ahead, man. I'm going to cut you off.
It's not many players, period, in the nation that are like Trace Young. Trace Young is coming to us from Alabama State, but he actually was a four-star recruit out of Wyoming and one other school. So Trace is that guy. Like, he's legit, and he can score in bunches from every level, and he's something to extremely be excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Next up,
we got to get into a kid that can play the four and the five. It made some great strides last year, Jamarcus Jones. Jamarcus Jones is actually from North Panola, actually transferred to us from Southern University of Baton Rouge. Jamarcus.
It's always a good day when we take from them, but keep going.
Yes, sir. Jamarcus had a couple of games last year that kind of made me turn my head like, who is this guy? Like, he was that guy that made me check the roster. Like, hold up. Like, you know, there was a time last year when McKinnis was actually dealing with an injury, and Jamarcus Jones stepped in. And I'm going to say this. McKinnis is a guy that he's irreplaceable. But this guy, Jamarcus, he really eased it. He really eased the pain. And with us losing some of what we lost last year, he was the one guy that stayed on this roster that I really look forward to and I really like. I really like him at the five. I really look forward to his development. But it's not just him. He's 6'8", and he's a freak athlete. But we also got a guy that's coming to us from Long Beach State, California, Romel Mansell.
Yes, sir.
He's 6'9". And I'm going to tell you guys something. He actually started some games at Long Beach. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a guy that was sitting at the end of the bench. He got some playing time. He just wanted to be a full-time starter, and that's how we got him.
Welcome. 6'9", smooth operator in the low post. Got some good footwork, good rebounder. Not the best.
All-around game.
He got a really solid game.
Yep. Yes, sir. Jalen McDaniel, when you watch his tape, he can be a monster. He's a freak athlete. Really look forward to him. He's coming to us from a junior college. He's another guy that's 6'9", another three-star talent. He can flat out jump out the gym. He can flat out jump out the gym. I look forward to seeing what Mo can do with this kid. He's really fun to watch. He's going to be a kid that's going to have you sitting at the edge of your seat. Just watching his tape, he's going to be really, really, really fun to watch. And my favorite, I'm just going to say it. I know Trayon Johnson. What's his nickname, though?
Is it Big Dog? It's something big. It's been big.
Big Bully.
Big Bully. That's it.
It was Big Bully, man.
Man, 6'11".
Hey, I'm gonna steal Rob J word. That's a big old boy, ain't?
Man, look.
Shout out to Coach Rob J.
Man, this kid. You look at him. He'll make you think twice.
That's a big boy, man.
He's a presence.
Hey, that's a big boy. That's a big boy. Like, he got bad intentions too. I love it.
Man, I'm telling you.
Read his articles. He can play. You know, his freshman year, he actually averaged 10 points a game at his junior college. His playing time went down a little bit his sophomore year. But when you watch his tape, Ken, what we like in a big man, he's a big man that can move his feet.
Yep.
And, that's, you know, he carries his weight extremely well. He moves like he's 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah,
he's
man.
He's 6'11", 250.
If you were starving for height and size, man, he definitely fulfilled that for us, man, with these last six that you just mentioned. Big bully, man. This is a pretty outstanding roster, man. We just mentioned, what, 16 total? You know, sir. With the potential to possibly, you know, make some, you know, some adjustments here and there. I actually thought that when we signed Zeke Cook, that was kind of like some of my, you know, missing of, you know, Jay McInnes, you know, because of that rebounding presence. We know J-Mac was an amazing rebounder. So to get Zeke in, and now you're going to not just be – your biggest guy on the court ain't going to be 6'6", 6'7". Now you got some 6'8". You got multiple 6'9", and even a 6'11".
6'10", yeah.
That's impressive when it comes to just height.
And one thing to note, too, you know, with J-Mac was – the one thing that he was really good at on rebounding is the one thing that Zeke specializes in, offensive rebounds. McInnes was a really, really good offensive rebounder, but Zeke is a great offensive rebounder. So, let's go less than a blow of what we lost with J-Mac.
And let's talk about, you know, J-Mac, you know, for the fans out there who might not know, J-Mac, he played his few years at Jackson State. He did everything you could possibly accomplish. Yep. He graduated. And, of course, he's a local kid, but he's moving on to Ole Miss. He actually transferred to Ole Miss, where he's going to be a grad transfer. Hey, and best wishes to him.
He's on the billboard when you walk into when you come into the airport, you know. So, shout out to him for that, for getting up there with Shador.
Defensive player of the year, multiple years.
Shador. 3 years in a row.
So, losing him hurts. But I'm going to tell you something. Looking at this roster, it eases the pain.
It does. I mean, Coach Mo got some, you know, if he was a chef, he'd have all the utensils and ingredients that he need to whip up a nice, you know, full course meal for us, man. I love this roster. I love the way he filled it out. And now it's time to get to work, man. I know Coach has been coaching, like as he said, since he, you know, I want to say around the middle of his professional career. And I can't wait to see him just kind of get these guys in and get them, you know. I'm pretty sure he got a conditioning program going on, and when they hit the ground running, it's going to be fun to see. I can't wait until, you know, we get that schedule release. We're going to definitely come back together, you know, as we get more info. Whenever that schedule drop, you know what, we're going to have to come back together and talk about it, because, you know, I'm going to definitely be looking forward to trying to make some of those games that are not in Jackson, those, not, you know, the out-of-conference games. But on paper, we look good. I like it. I mean, I love the Jackson feel. I love the Jackson flavor, the Jackson touch. This is a Jackson State roster, man. And I love it.
The ingredients are there. So I look forward to seeing what kind of chef Mo is.
Chef Mo, you know, and Coach Trey and the rest of the staff, man, it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, they are on a campus with a bunch of champions, and they've already stated they want to be champions. And Mo, Coach Mo has said, you know, championship mindset. You know, I enjoy interacting with him on social media. Can't wait to bring him on the show. We'll have him on the show soon. And a lot more other great shows lined up for our Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club listeners. As always, man, it's always fun to come down and sit down and gather yourself and just talk Jackson State. I love news and updates, man. So this is what we do. And that's all I got, fellas. If y'all got anything y'all can add, y'all feel free to. And we'll go ahead and close this one out.
Just put a disclaimer. These are the kids we know about. From what I understand, we actually got about 23 or 24 on the roster.
Woo! So,
hey, okay. That's just what I heard. So thanks for having us, Ken.
No doubt about it. How about you, Zoe? Got anything before we close out?
Go Tigers. D, I love.
Go Tigers. Go
Tigers. And that'll do it for episode 245 of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Thank you to all of our listeners. And again, be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast. Apple Podcasts and Spotify listeners, rate and review the show. And everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. I can't stress the importance of this enough. We're looking to do some big things with this platform to aid the athletics department, and it all starts with you. Downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show, and tell every Tiger that you know. We're on all podcast outlets. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, and so on. And we'll be posting each episode on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. As always, thanks for your support. Go Tigers! Hashtag the I love.